Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it's your boy K Diddy on Can a Player Play. Welcome everybody. It's a new day. Got something brand new for you guys. New subject, holla. Sure you guys gonna enjoy what's coming up. But we're gonna start this one off with a little bit of music for y'all.
What I want y'all to do for me right now, close your eyes, bow your head, and know the person that you lost, you never lost them. They're right there in your heart, and that's real. I wrote this song for my best friend's dad. Ever since he left, it's been so sad. Sitting reminiscing and I still don't understand why did God take away your hardworking man. He did whatever he can to be the best father on this land. I wish I could have just shook his hand and let him know he was the definition of a real man. It's so hard to say goodbye every time I look into your son's eyes. I can see a piece of you and that's no lie. He got pride inside every time he cries. I know you're standing by your side, telling him to dry your eyes, there's no need to cry. You got your angel wings and you're ready to fly to a much better place, even though we can't see your face. I know you stay in that special place, right next to his heart, that's where you always lay and stay.
Even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry, but even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry. But I'll be
the day your dad said goodbye, your teardrop fell from your eye. You just have to look up in the sky. You don't ever have to wonder why. There's a reason why God shut his eyes. You just have to keep faith in your life and know that your dad's with Jesus Christ. I know he misses his kids and his beautiful wife. One day you shall all reunite in the afterlife. All we got left on this earth is memories that we'll cherish with pride. While I'm writing down these lyrics, I can hear the Holy Spirit telling me he is forgiven. Your dad is in heaven still living, looking from up above. So when you see that white dove, know that it's your dad showing you love, giving you and your mother and sister a hug. His love will never be under the rug. I know sometimes it seems rough, but never give up. He'd rather see you with your chin up, so never look down while the world's spinning around. Your dad's rocking the kingdom with his crown.
Even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, I won't cry, but I'll be missing you. We'll be missing you. Even though you're done, we'll always be strong. But when it's time to say goodbye, but I'll be missing you, we'll be missing you.
Let us pray. Those who believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So you don't ever have to think twice. Know that your loved one's in a better place. Rest in peace. My condolences.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another weekend of Can a Player Play? And I want to welcome everybody, boy, to the show. Everybody, welcome to Can a Player Play? Let me get everybody up in the house so we can talk and talk about some real issues, some real grown-up things. And I'm just looking for my family. Where's my Can a Player Play family?
I'm right here.
That sound like my sister did.
Hello.
Joy. Who
I'm
got
here.
Here?
What's up, man? This your boy, T.T.
Hello. This is...
And who else we got?
We got Dwayne.
Hey, tell Diddy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Stop playing with the switchboard, man. You keep unmuting me. The 358, that's me, dog. Stay up off my number, man. Say your
most cool in the house. I know you know that's him and not me.
We're a professional.
Hello, this is Dwayne.
Dwayne
Dukes in the house, baby. How you doing?
Hey, Dwayne.
This is IEA.biz radio DJ in the morning, baby. How y'all doing?
We're fine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm feeling fine. I'm talking to a fine woman on the other end, making me want to say, what's up, girl?
And I got my other girls on the line, Passion and Loyalty.
Oh, Passion and Loyalty. Are they single? Is the girl single?
They
want
single.
To know.
They
say,
yes, they are.
Hey, girl, how you doing? I just need somebody to hug me. Just for a second. That's all. Oh, my God.
I like trouble.
Dwayne done started it off up in here. He looking for ladies.
He's looking for ladies. They told me this was a hotline. It was hot. If they got some hot girls.
So for all you single ladies out there, hey, Dwayne, throw your email out where the single ladies can get at you at, man.
Where they can go.
Got to say hey to the Juicy Delicious before Dwayne get off.
Oh, yeah, Juicy Delicious.
Tell who you are.
Yeah, Juicy Delicious. Oh, Juicy. Yeah, it's all about you, girl. Like a bowl of steam, baby. Yeah.
It's another one of those disclaimer moments. Pretty
good. Disclaimer moment.
A lot of disclaimers out there. It's still all good. My man Dwayne is up on here trying to give it a little flavor. He's letting the single ladies know he's single, willing to mingle.
All right, well, I'm out, and I just want everybody to check me out on IEA Diabetes in the morning at from 6 to 8, and you'll hear me just get you pumped up and ready to go through you, get your day better.
That's
all
what
right?
I'm talking about.
All right. Love you all, and I got to go back to work, okay?
Well, yeah, somebody got to do it.
That's right. Peace.
Somebody got to do it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Let's get this party started, you know what I mean? King Diddy brought the show in today, you know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Phony here, Lady Reg. Not Lady Reg, oh my God.
Oh, that's just cold right there.
That is cold. That is so
he's
cold.
Trying to call you out, Reg. You going to take that?
That's why KD changed my name to Most Cool, because they can't deal with the Reg. I don't know what the
that's right. So, Most Cool.
I don't know what
you
the
know
fuck
I mean,
that all about.
I don't want to start the false rumors about you, sir.
I think that knowing that you got TNA and Loyalty and Passion, and you got Joy on the line. I think that's
kind
of
we got people all around. Today's show is, I'm taking my damn kindness for weakness.
Oh no, never that.
There you go. You know what I mean? Sometimes a brother or a sister is being very generous to somebody out of the goodness of their heart or out of love or responsibility or something. But some people just constantly want to keep taking and not giving nothing in return. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily just money. Sometimes it's, just your time, your emotions, your efforts, whatever it is. If somebody is taking and ain't giving nothing in return, is that what love is all about? You know, I need to know. What you got to say, Lady Joy?
Well, love is about just loving somebody, sharing your feelings and things like that. And it can be one-sided at times, But that's how love is. That's the way love goes, like Janet Jackson would say. Hello?
That was interesting. That's the way love goes.
And seriously, is that what love is all about? You know what I mean? Because love is this thing where it's supposed to be give and take, man. But a lot of times it's take and take. You taking, I'm taking. So what's left for love? What's left for the relationship? What's left for us to grow together? If you taking and I'm taking, somebody got to put something in because the world don't run dry, right?
Well, love has to it has to develop between two people. It can't be one-sided. Because a lot of times it's one-sided, and somebody might love more, love the other person more than that person loves them. And it's something that has to develop over time. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, you know. You know when they say, like, love at first sight? That's more like lust at first sight. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. There's some people who got this old romantic notion. From the first time I saw him, I just knew he was the one.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, lust at first sight.
Oh, so it's lust at first sight. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, you know, it's visual. It's a visual thing. You know, you see something that you like, and it's like, oh, yeah, I can work with that.
You could meet somebody that you're so impressed with that you just want to be with them, not in a sexual way, just because they got their game on. Come on.
Yeah, you can, but usually when you see something that you like, it's lust at first sight, especially something that you want to get with.
I think you're telling on yourself.
I'm not telling on nothing. I'm just telling it the way it is, home bucket.
I think you're telling on yourself, home girl.
How?
So you're just like, I want to get with that, and it's love, and it's lust at first sight.
That happens. That happens. That happens.
Just so you know, we got some static in the background. Let me cut somebody off here.
No, I'm outside.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of static, Reg. I was just thinking about where the hell is that coming from.
No, I'm outside. I'm outside, and that was the plane that went over. One of our buildings is on fire over here, so I'm trying to see what's going
on. Oh, well, hopefully ain't nobody getting hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see. So I might have to check out.
See,
why are you laughing?
You can ask me a paparazzi. You got your camera, you going to sell it to YouTube? Go, girl. Make your money.
No, I might have to duck out, you know, to see what's going on and call back in.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, safety comes first, and we want to make sure that ain't nobody getting hurt, including you, Lady Joy. Wouldn't be
exactly.
The same without you.
Yeah, because
it ain't that kind of party.
You
ain't heard nothing about no safety. You just heard something about nosy.
You know what? I got your nose, and I got it in my back pocket, okay?
She heard nothing about no safety.
Hey, Diddy, when she sit down, you know what happened to your nose.
You ain't right.
You definitely ain't right.
You are not right at all.
Boy, that show was a gross image right there. Damn.
Hey, good. She got a point,
yes,
too, dog. I think you'd be hurt.
Fire somewhere. Kids are running around, and we got firemen here. I'm going to have to duck out you guys and call you back to see what's happening because it's too close to my apartment.
Go check it out and get right back to us.
Yeah, I smell it, and it's just too close to my place. So I'm going to call you back.
All right.
Call us back. Let us know you're all right, girl.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I'll call you back in a few.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We don't want no fried Big Bird.
You're wrong. I swear you're wrong, K. Diddy. I swear you're wrong. You got the issue. But anyway.
Hey, Tony, you know he just upset because girl got a point. So she said on that nose, he hurt. That's a 911 move.
She said, I got it in my back pocket.
That sounds like some.
But you know what I mean? So we're going to roll on without Lady Joy. You know what I mean? For everybody listening in. You know what I mean? K. Diddy gave you that introduction. Hey, hey, hey. Sounded like the friggin', not Yogi Bear. Is it Yogi Bear or is that Fat Albert? Hey, hey, hey.
Probably both.
But the call-in number, 646-929-2870. Call into the show if you want to talk to the host. Hit the number 1, and we let you on up in here so you can speak your piece with us. You know what I mean? Every Sunday, 2:30. Can a player play with Most Cool, K. Diddy, Lady Joy, and your boy, Pretty Tony, for sure. You know what I mean? But we're sitting up here talking about people taking your kindness for weakness. And sometimes, you know, everybody done had something to that effect happen to them. And whether it's a relationship, whether it was a job, you know what I mean? You giving but ain't getting nothing in return. When is the point that you become a fool? Because sometimes you got to give a little bit more than the next person for things to work out sometimes, but at what point do you think that's when you become a blasted fool? K. Diddy, speak on it. Damn.
I'm sorry, I had a little static on my end. We say that again?
I was saying, speak on it, K. Diddy. At what point do you become a damn fool when you giving and ain't getting nothing in return. But sometimes, even in a relationship, a job or whatever, at what point do you become a fool when you're giving and getting nothing in return? Because sometimes you got to give a little bit more in order to keep things going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's at different points, at different times, and different people, man. You know, because naturally there's some people in the world that, just have a given nature, you know what I'm saying? And we were taught in a lot of cases that you have to give in order to receive. But to answer your question, at what point, it's kind of relative to the individual, man. Some people take a little bit more than others, and especially if, you know, they're trying to be balanced and look at situations, trying to be fair with it, then I don't think it takes that long to see that one side is tilted more than the other. You know, usually it's how to remove yourself situations where the dilemma comes in because you have different strings attached.
Okay, and sometimes, and you're right, sometimes the scale is going to be tipped one way more than the other. And in some situations, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because you might meet somebody who has potential, and it takes a little bit more to work with them to get them where you need them to be so they can be on your level, you know what I'm saying? And so
absolutely,
the scales are definitely going to be tipped a little bit down, or they might be going through a rough patch in their life. But hold on, I see somebody here with a 301 area code who got their hand up. Hold on, let me let them on up in here. 301, what's good?
Hey, this is Keith Davis from the Keith Davis Show, live and in living color from New York this week. And,
you in New York checking us out, Keith. That's good, man. Thanks for the love, baby.
Yeah, I'm in New York. I'm getting ready to roll back to Vegas tomorrow morning. So it's been good out here. I haven't been in New York in 41 years. I saw my aunt out here. She's 84 years old, looking good. And we took a stroll over to the museum, man, and that was awesome over in Brooklyn. But I'm in New York for this past week, so everything is good.
Oh, man, well, bless you, man. Keep up the moving. Thank you so much for reaching out away from New York to check out your boy Pretty Tony Most Cool and K. Diddy, man.
Give him that question, Tony. We want to pose that question to you, man, because we know you got a whole wealth of knowledge, too, since you are international brother. At what point do you start picking up, you know, somebody taking your kindness for weakness?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to give the definition of love. It's a strong positive emotion of regard and affection. And that's one of the most difficult questions for mankind. But number one, you know, through my situations and what I've gone through over the past, you know, few years, you know, I'm going to say few years, is what love got to do with it, you know, because technically, you know, the definition is tough. And for you ladies out there, you know, you say love, you know, I want to be close to you. I want a man that can love me. Well, first of all, I got to say to you, define love to me and I can give you all the love you need. But for my definition of love, I just love to be loved. You know, for a man to have been married four times, I've been looking for love, but I must have been looking in the wrong places. So somebody needs to define that to me. But the definition of love is a strong, positive emotion of regard and affection. Now, I regard, and I have a lot of affection, and I got a lot of affection, but I need to find that right woman that wants all the affection, because I tell you just like this. I will give every woman all the love I have. If she can't take all that I have, I'm going to give it the rest of it to somebody else. So you got to be ready for all of my love.
Ooh, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love.
Hello? Good people, what's going on? Now we're getting a lot of static feedback. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or it's just the radio. Not the radio. The cell phones that we're on. But anyway, my man Keith Davis came into us live from New York. We want to thank you so much for touching bases with us, brother. But in the book Playology, I wrote about this character. And this character, I like to call him Doormat Danny. And Doormat Danny is one of these cats who just continually keeps taking a certain measure of, I won't say abuse, because it's not abuse, but he keeps getting played for a fool. You know what I mean? And the way the world is set up, and you know, women are going to object to what I'm about to say, but it's the truth. Men have been programmed to believe that we constantly got to be putting out because, you know what I mean, we're always the one trying to impress a sister, be her Asian, white, black sister, whatever. So you're constantly the hunter in the situation, so you got to be the one initiating, you got to be the one paying for dinner, you got to be the one doing this, you got to be the one doing that. But if a brother was to speak up for himself and be like, yo, man, check this out, you know, can I get something in return? There's some woman who look at you funny, and I want to know who the hell wrote that rule. I believe in reciprocation. I give, you give, we give. I buy dinner once, you buy dinner once. If I ain't got it, you got it. Whatever happened to that? You know what I mean? So that is pretty much, hold on here. I see somebody from with 70732. Let me see who just got their hand up. 732, you on?
Me?
Yes, 732.
It's Joy. I'm back.
Okay, what's going on, Joy? How's that whole situation?
Somebody had left a pot on their stove, and they got caught on fire and smoke everywhere. They got the fire department here and everything, but it's cool. It was, like, right across from me because I'm like, I smell smoke, but I don't know where it's coming from. But they got it under control.
Maybe it's your years in the entertainment game. That just sounds like a live report. Breaking news, breaking news.
Okay. But we cool, though. We cool.
Okay,
but I was listening to your guy saying he's got enough love. So what you think that there's no woman that can accept all the love that you have to give and you have to spread it around, or what's the deal with that?
Well, that probably is what he meant, but we don't know. We don't take it at face value because he said he has a whole lot of love to give, right?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes a man got enough love to spread around. I don't know, but since he got his hand up, I'm going to let him respond to that. Hold on.
Yeah.
Keith, go right ahead. I'm just
okay, what I was saying was in relationships or marriages I was in, you know, for some reason, you know, they tend to, in some relationships, say, well, you know, you got too much love to give. You just all over me. I just can't handle it. And so they just back off and say, I'm too much for them. But then when they back off, I need to continue to give my love. So if I'm a totally committed person when it comes to, you know, a committed relationship, and then if they can't give me all the love, then I got to give it and spread it around somewhere else. But I don't spread it around. I tell them, look, I need to go somewhere else and do what I need to do. They say, well, do what you got to do, so everything is cool. So, but I got enough love. If somebody can handle, if a woman can handle all of it, she's going to get it all. Everything is going to go for good. But I got a lot of love to give.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you smother with it? Or because, I don't know, from what you're saying is like you got a lot of love to give, and for some reason it's like scaring women off. So I'm like, you know, what's that about? Do you like?
Okay, I'll tell you, number one, I don't know if anybody out here heard of agape love. God gave all his love, you know, his son, that, you know, that he died, that we may have life.
Exactly.
And so the love that I have, see, God is number one in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if God is number one in my life, then I try, you know, I just got a lot of love to give. And when I'm committed in a relationship, I'm committed. I want to go to church. I want to do the things I need to do. And a lot of times they can't handle that, so they move on. So I just move on.
Wow, you sound like a good brother. Ladies, what's up? Do you hear what the man is offering here?
Hey, don't throw the email address out. You know what I mean? First of all, at playofplay.com, we have a hookup fee. So if anybody gets approved today, Keith, you owe us a fee. We're putting that out there. Get at us.
Okay.
Tell the good people where they can reach you at.
Okay, I'm at KAD@thekeithdavisshow.com.
All right, K-A-D. Brother, don't go nowhere. Stay right there on the line with us, brother. Now, with as much as my man just said, that leaves us to wonder because, you know, the topic of today's show can be taken in so many different ways. Sometimes when you have a whole lot of love to give and somebody is receiving all this damn love you've given, but they ain't giving you none back, should you go spread the love, like my brother Keith said, if, you know, he giving all this love, is that a license to go spread the love elsewhere? You know what I mean?
I got to ask the question to Brother Keith, too, because he made me have a question. I mean, he said he got a lot of love to give, and the woman don't receive it all. He's going to give it to somebody else. I just want to know what that first woman got to say about him just giving it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
hold on, he can't handle it. Let me let Keith back up on you. Hold on.
Now that's an interpretation because, you know, when you give this love, what I'm saying, see, the knowledge and the love that I share with people, you know, and during my time, I brought many people to Christ just by sharing my love. And they said, well, I don't know what it is. You in my life for a time and a season and a reason. And just because I spread my love, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm spreading my loins or I'm spreading my body. It means I'm spreading my love. It's a strong, positive emotion of regard and affection. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm sleeping with all these women. It means that you know, I'm giving love no matter however it may be. But I ain't
Keith, I don't give a damn what they say about you behind your back. That is one of them responses that should go down in the matter of fact, I'm trying to write it down now. I'm writing that in the player book right there. Because I'm
that was my point. That was my point for having Keith add some clarity to that just so it don't be no misconceptions or misunderstanding. You know, because we know people can take things and run off with them the wrong way.
Yeah, it's all open to interpretation. You can say one thing and interpret it another way because, like my man, and he cleared that up good. You know what I mean? He giving all this love, and you don't want it, he going to spread it, but that don't mean he's sleeping with all these people. And then again, I'm going to play devil's advocate. It could damn well mean he hitting all that.
Can I make a statement there, Pretty Tony?
Go right ahead. You're free. The floor is yours.
This is passion, and I wanted to respond to that. What I was curious about is, does the gentleman not understand that an emotional infidelity can be more awesome and how do I want to say it? It's more damaging than physical. The physical is something you can walk away from, but a lot of times the emotional spreading of his love is more damning.
Okay, Keith, you want to respond to that, brother?
Yeah, I sure do. And if you were listening, I've been married 4 times. And so, therefore, I would not stay in a relationship to have infidelity and to do what, you know, the Lord says you're not supposed to do. So therefore, that's the reason I've been married so many times, because I tell them, even in one situation, they said they wouldn't give me a divorce. So, but I just hung in there until it did happen. So therefore, the worst thing for a man to do is be, you know, to have infidelity in the relationship or marriage, and that causes everything. Just be honest. And if you're honest, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Well, I think the point was that if you're not happy in your relationship, instead of stepping away to spread your love, I got hung up on.
Nah, you're here. Go right ahead. You ain't got hung up on. You still there. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I heard you say you're not off the host key. I was just going to say that I understood what he was saying, but I think he's not understanding what I'm saying. If you develop an emotional relationship with someone, that is a lot of times stronger than a physical relationship. And so those women may be more intimidated about him having emotional relationships. So if he's just not finding what he's looking for in that relationship, it sounds like it's time for him to step off instead of spreading himself emotionally around. This is the point I was making there. Because he's getting other women that can't even get with him involved with him. They're becoming emotionally involved with him if he's spreading his self around emotionally.
Okay. And hold that thought, hold that thought. Hold that thought, hold that thought. What we're going to do right here is we're going to take a quick little musical break, and we're going to come back and continue this discussion because it's getting really good up in here. So hold that thought. Hold that thought. Your boy Pretty Tone back in the building with Can a Player Play every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 646-929-2870. If you want to say something, press the number 1 to get in here so you can holler at me, K. Diddy, Most Cool, and Lady Joy, of course. But let me let Lady Joy back up in here. Lady Joy, you with me?
I'm here.
All right, you know, the conversation was just rolling. My man Keith Davis, you know, is basically saying what Heavy D would say. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Got nothing but love for you, honey.
He trying to spread love, you know what I'm saying?
All over the place.
Yeah, that brother definitely want to play. Most Cool, where you at, baby? Hello, Most Cool, where you at? Okay, I guess Most Cool ain't with us right now. But anyway, we're going to keep the show rolling. And we were...
Wait a minute, I got to let myself back in.
About,
I gotta let myself back. I gotta let myself back in. That's the trip, man. I could you asked me a question, you got me locked out. I gotta let myself back in.
You know what?
The question.
And that was deeply disrespectful to you, brother, and I sincerely apologize. Because
come on in the door, baby. We got you.
Thank you. What would the show be without Mo School?
Because okay.
Mo School is in the building.
I thank you, brother. You know, you're still my favorite. You know that. I understand. Thank you.
I thought I was.
You're my favorite with the Greyhound water bumpers. That's my. Mm-hmm. You're my favorite Juicy Delicious.
Okay.
Once again, Mo School always started. Please enlighten the good folks about Juicy Delicious.
Yes, please.
Juicy, there's two types of delicious. There's mm-hmm. Juicy Delicious and there's Fluffy Delicious.
So which one am I?
You're Juicy Delicious.
Okay.
You know, like I say, I always say this. That's one of them statements that can just be taken so many different ways.
Yes,
I'm going to take it in the same way. I'm going to just accept it for what it is, Juicy Delicious.
Okay. Juicy and Fluffy.
Okay.
Sound like pets.
It's definitely some rubbing going on.
It's a nasty stuff.
What? What's nasty about rubbing? What?
And what is it that you're rubbing?
Maybe you should have asked that before you said I was nasty. I got a video. Want to see it? Here it goes.
No. Here it goes. Whip, all of that.
Go, girl. See, what she does with the stalkers is she she like they stalk her. She like nooses them and then she tases them and they can get pick up some credit cards, go to Victoria's Secret.
You know, now how did this get all off on me? We was talking about love, not lust. Well, that's
okay,
so, but hey.
I'm done.
Poke a fork in you. You're done.
Well, they were just trying to figure out which one of you they were talking to today. That's where that came from.
Okay. Where my girls at?
Well, Pete
Passion, where
hello?
Y'all at?
This is Passion. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Speak
okay.
up, baby.
She's been trying to get in, but she's having some kind of difficulty. She needs some money to bring her in.
Hello.
One.
Yeah, we're having technical problems today.
Can you see your
well,
hello.
At this point, I'd like to pump out that we have we got the internet radio going on for IEA. So if y'all go to IEA.biz, you can hear like clean streamed. We got our own thing going radio, and I want all y'all to come on. I'm gonna hook you up so we can do some other stuff
hello.
On the radio station.
You know what we need to do? We all need to get cameras and stuff. And some on our.
Hey, this
our,
is Dwayne again.
And you know, just show from the neck up.
I got your video. I can put it up there.
No, we just show from the neck up because you know you might want to do your show in the buff, and everybody might not want to see that. See.
Well,
hold on.
We got
TNA calls. Let me let you up in here. Who's 813?
Hey, this is Dwayne. I'm trying to say that. Hey, to what is it, Daddy? What, how y'all say his name? how we say his name? Daddy. I'm like Keith Daddy. He's a
K-Diddy.
Okay, Diddy. There you go. K Diddy. I want to say hi to you because I ain't know what your name was, man. I'm like, what's up, K Diddy? I ain't want you to think I was messing you up or anything, you know.
No, well, he can do that on his
I
own.
I got a page from a follower from you, K. Diddy. Why you ain't say K. Diddy's name? He was just, somebody was knocking at my door, man. I was like, I know. Shoot, I know you got it like that, dog. Let me call back. He's looking at me now. You better call him. So
that's
I'm like,
his
hey.
Cousin he sent over there.
He sent his peoples over here to talk. I'm like, I know he was K. Diddy was in the house. I would have said, hey, man. You know, got much love for you. He called me on the phone. You ain't speak to K. Diddy. I said, woo, I ain't know you rode like that. But I'd like to say I love you, man, and I love what y'all doing. And I'm going to get back on. I just want to make sure I call. Now that I know the name is K. Diddy, right?
He got it right today.
Okay, he got it right today. Well, I love y'all. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. And that love thing y'all talking about, that's some good stuff. Because I love talking about love, man. I'd be like walking down the street thinking about love.
Well, see, we got nothing but love for you, baby.
I know. In the shower, just thinking about love. You know what I'm saying? You know, good love. When you shower,
then.
So you be clean with it, so the girl won't think you funky when you come out and take her on a date. You know, that kind of love, you know?
All righty, then.
Yeah, that love. Oh, I got to go, y'all. I got to go. I'm at
yeah, work that out, okay? Work that out.
Y'all have a good one.
Are
right,
you over there? Are you over there playing with yourself? Because you said, the whole
no,
hell
of that. Too visual, no, too visual.
Too visual, man. It was my foot. I hit it on the door. I said, you know, and that's how, you know, yeah. But
oh,
I got to go.
Wrong.
Hello.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. All right. Be good
right,
and have a good show. Gotta go, baby. Gotta go.
All right.
Bye-bye, y'all.
All right. Yeah, homie needs to work that out, okay? In the shower and stuff. Tell him he needs to work that out.
For all the K. Diddy fans out there, you can go to ilovebigwomen.com. That's his personal webpage. And for Lady Joy, I think most cool said her webpage was iamdominatrixqueen.com.
That's right. That's the one.
So, damn, no comeback from K. Diddy.
And my name is PT. You can see me driving a yellow cab with polka dots.
Okay, not a good look, Rob. Not a good look at all.
I used to ride on the little school bus. You heard me?
Are you talking about the dirt bus?
That's right. Hold on. I think we got somebody else. 358, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is TNA. I feel a little old today. First of all, giving glory to God. I'm called as a missionary style, doggy style, First, Second Baptist, We the Best Church. I want to say hello to K. Diddy and tell her he left his G-string at my house.
Woo! Uh-uh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Was it the purple one?
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was the purple
one. The friends is on it.
The one with the friends in the polka dot. That's exactly the one I was talking about.
Oh.
And they left my house singing, I'll pray, but that's all I want to say for Missionary Doggy Style Baptist Missionary Church. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay. Okay, Diddy. Oh, you want to explain that?
They got some strange friends, dog.
Got it all.
All I can say is wow on that one.
Yeah.
What was the name of that church?
That was at the back of the church. See, I told you he was nasty.
Wow.
Just putting all your business out there, bruh. What's up with that?
I'm speechless right now, personally.
I didn't want to, that's just too visual for me. I didn't want to even see that or hear.
What,
oh, my goodness. I'm going to have nightmares.
813, you're on. Go right ahead.
Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, K. Diddy, you guys, this is Loyalty. I wasn't with you last week. Forgive me, I was really sick. But I'm back and I'm listening to the show today.
Good, good.
You guys really are hitting on, you're hitting on something, but I think everybody's missing the whole thing.
What we're missing, sister, lay it down for us.
Please.
Really said it at the show. It's that first actual lust. People get that lust, love thing caught up from day one, and then when
exactly.
They think that they have started to feel for a person, everything was based on that lust factor.
It's what you see first.
It's
visual.
Right. It's the lust factor. You find out that you love a person after the fact you have spent some time with that person. But what keeps you involved with that person is the fact of the lust of the eye.
Yeah.
And what you feel in the flesh. Then you can move on to, well, I really love that person. And then, 9 times out of 10, it does always end up one-sided. Now tell me your look on that, Pretty Tony.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Pretty Tony.
That one threw me for a loop, but, you know, you're correct. I'm still dealing with the whole K. Diddy thing in my head, so let me come back to the show.
My eyes.
That just took me on a whole different path. But anyway, seriously, back to the topic of the show. You know what? We all get into these things at times, right?
Right.
For whatever reason. You know, like I said, you know, even though we're talking about taking kindness for weakness and all this good stuff, it doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship. It can even be a job. It can even be dealing with your child, you know what I mean? That's somebody that you're constantly giving to and receiving very little in return, because I guess there's some feeling of entitlement, maybe. Or mm-hmm. Some people feel like, you know, that's what God put you on this earth for, to give all your time, energy, and money to them, because there are selfish people like that out there. So, wow. I can't wrap my head around that. Because in my head, I'm still over here. I see Keith Davis blowing up there out of the switchboard. He must be burning to say something. Hold on, Keith.
Let him in.
I'm going to let you back up in here, brother. Keith, go right ahead.
Okay, Lady Joy, she brought something, and I definitely agree with it. In a lot of cases, there is lust. But when you look at lust,
it can be from one or the other. Because if there's a strong lust from a guy to a woman and a strong lust from the woman, then sometimes, you know, as you women say, you know, us guys, we are the weaker brothers. But when it's the lust on the men a lot, the women in some cases, in most cases, will just push us aside and say, hey, you know, you just looking at me for the wrong reason. But Lady Joy, when it comes down to one man looking at one woman and there's no lust, and then you build a relationship and a friendship, and not only that friendship relationship with yourself, but you spend that relationship with God, and then therefore it comes out and it be something really good and it lasts for a long time. So you're correct that lust does play a big part in it.
Yeah, because it's visual. It's what you see first,
right.
You know. You see something that's appealing to you, and you want to check it out, and that's what you're going to go with. I mean, you're not going to be attracted to someone that's just totally just crazy looking. You know, I don't know, maybe K. Diddy would, but for the most part, you know, you see something that appeals to you, you're going to do what you can to attract that person to you. And that's what you see first. You know, it's always a visual. It's a lust thing. And then once you get to know that person, like Passion has said, you build a relationship from that. But the first is what you see, what attracts you. And if it's
right.
Something that you want, you're going to go after it.
Right. But then there's a way of going after it also.
That's true. That's true.
Right, and the best way of going, because I've asked women, I ask a lot of questions and something, and I've asked many women, I said, what attracts you, number one, to a man? And she'll say, his looks, number one, is some
right.
physical attraction, and number two, I'm going to look at his feet. But, you know, but I ain't got nothing to do with that. The looks, I took
wow.
from
the run over yeah. shoes.
Of the looks.
You can't just look at the fact that a woman, the kind of women that you're actually asking this question, to say that it's a person's looks. 9 times out of 10, it has. Women are not so much visual. Not to say that we aren't. We are visual, but we are also looking in some key phrases or some key factors in which a man speaks from. So if he's not speaking only from a lustful point, and he's actually speaking from a more feeling point or profound point, then that also has a pathway or an avenue for a woman to start to love that person or fall in love with that person. And there's the difference of loving a person and being in love with a person. It's
exactly. Because that first initial, it could be a gesture that a person made. It could be a smile. It could be something that they said. You know, but it's still a visual.
All right, hold on. I agree with some of that, but let's be real.
I am being real.
Women tend to be more attracted to a man's generosity. Not all the time, but predominantly, you know, even if she says, well, I liked him because his conversation is right, or she said, I liked him because he's cute. Her friend's response going to be like, well, why are his pockets looking like, girl? Because I've heard these things. So I ain't talking about nothing that I ain't heard. You know what I mean? There's always one interjection about what's up with his pockets and his generosity.
Well,
so, you know, y'all can go with this whole, yeah, visual, yada, yada. Men are more visual than women. That's just a scientific fact. It's what we do. You know what I mean? But women,
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, they you know, the value scale of what they place on a brother sometimes is a little bit warped. Seriously.
Hey, pretty Tony, this is Passion. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I wanted to respond to what you were saying earlier about how men are always expected to be the givers. And I was going to say, yeah, that's true. But unfortunately, that's just how the traditional system came down, that men were the providers and
mm-hmm.
They were the breadwinners and all that kind of good stuff. So
they kind of stepped into that role. I understand roles are changing, and I agree that they should to a certain extent because women want to be more independent. Some women, I should say, because a lot of women still like the idea of being in a submissive role to a man and having a man be a breadwinner. So, yes, they value and they judge a man on those standards because they figure what is the need for a man. And if a man comes in and he wants to run his home or be the head, what is it? My mom and dad used to say, you have to pay the cost to be the boss.
Right.
So, yes, women expect men to be providers or show them something. You know, what reason should I, you know, step to you if you can't do nothing for me and I got to provide for me? I don't need you to be a breadwinner or the boss of my castle. You know what I'm saying? So that's why women are still looking at men in that position. It's not a negative.
Now, you know what? I can respect what you just said, but I'm going to take it a step further because what you just said is the basis. Like you said, it's a traditional system that's been handed down to all of us, and that's true. Because, you know, every little boy, your mama always say, you got to be a man, you got to be a man, you got to be a man. But some women take it a bit further than that. They expect you to be a damn fool. Now, maybe that is based upon that brothers, and let me put this out because I'm an equal opportunity type of guy. A lot of that is based on men who have gone above and beyond their means to impress a woman and left themselves with very little in pursuit of this woman's feminine graces. I'm going to be very politically correct right here, as most cool would say, juicy delicious or fluffy delicious.
Well, let's go back to your topic of last week about the chicken heads. I think you keep bringing the chicken head mentality into the norm, and that's not because you've got men that expect women to put up with a lot of foolishness that they know off the dribble is not correct. You know, infidelity, baby mamas on the outside, and gang.
Well, hold on.
You got that
hold on
both sides yeah of the equation.
Okay.
But
well,
those are the chicken
said
heads that are bringing that.
It costs to be the boss,
play
right?
That's the real man.
If I'm the boss, it costs to be the boss, right? So if I'm the boss,
that has no, that's no excuse for infidelity because you're the boss.
Okay.
You pay the dues in your house, you get to. That's the problem right there.
Hold on. I'm the boss, right? I'm paying the cost to be the boss. It's supposed to be my rules. My show.
Being a chicken head. Bringing chicken head mentality to the table. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the boss. Just because you're the boss, that doesn't give you the option to, you know, beat the woman, kick the dog, and, you know.
And you know, we fry chickens, right? We will
right
fry a
chicken.
Chicken
head, okay? You have to drive around with a garbage.
Hands and all.
It does not give you the right to a valid permit, instruction manual wearing chicken head. That doesn't give you that. You
thank
oh,
you.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking here. You know me. I'm just checking. I got to put it out there. It's what I do. Because if I'm the boss, it's supposed to be what the boss say. That's what I was taught. What the boss say, go. So that means everybody needs to bring something to the table. Do y'all ladies agree or disagree?
Well, you can
well,
only have,
be
one, you can only have one boss.
Wants you to be buying her, you know, taking her on Rodeo Drive shopping sprees then. You got to really step up to the plate and be the boss if you're doing it like all that.
Yeah, player, step the game up.
Why should I have to go to Rodeo and all that, though, because I want to spread my love around?
Wait a minute. Let's just go ahead and throw out the name of the game. Player, step your game up.
Okay.
Written by
exactly.
Yes. This is Loyalty bringing real to the game. This is
that's right
on the phone. Yes. So,
please, get the book a shout out again. I love that. Say the name of the book.
Yes. Player,
step your game up.
Playology. You know, you need to get them all. Get the whole secret.
Oh.
You don't miss out on anything.
Oh, ladies, you know what?
This is doing it like
y'all
that, pretty Tony, today.
Y'all make it worth it every Sunday. I'm going to tell y'all that. I respect y'all opinion. I swear. Because you know what? I'm not strained because everything we talk about, even when we're joking, it's all interrelated because it's life. Anything we talk about is life.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a young lady said to me the other day, she was like, Tony, you always talk about, and ladies, I'm not being disrespectful when I say this, but, you know, we're being real up on here. You always talk about the power of the pussy. And she
we
said,
got it like that.
Thank
wait a minute,
Tony,
was that you I was talking to the other day?
She, you know, she was like, you always talking about the power of the pussy, pretty Tony. And she said, why is it that you seem immune? And I'm like, I'm not immune. That's where you're fooled. But in life, what a lot of us are never taught is that when a power is greater than you, you identify it. And you learn how to deal with it, and you learn to function with it. Because if you fight this power, if you try to go up against a power that is greater than you, 9 chances out of 10, you are going to be defeated. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
So what you have to do.
That was the conversation that we had.
Yeah, so what you have to do is you have to embrace the power of the pussy. And pussy is powerful, man. I keep telling you cats. And I'm going to preach it again. Let me get on the pulpit. The wisest man born on God's green earth was King Solomon, according to biblical text. The Queen of Sheba let him leave here a babbling fool. What saved the rest of us, average peons? And y'all need to get that in y'all memory banks. All of you cats out there who think, oh, well, I'm running this or this running in. No. Appreciate the power, embrace the power, learn how to harness the power, because truth be told,
you can't harness that, baby. You can't harness that. You just have to embrace it. You just have to deal with it. Oh, you can't embrace it.
I think that's some of the biggest mistakes men have ever made in believing that they could harness it.
No, they can't harness that.
Yeah, you can't harness
that. That's a power of nature, right?
Can't get past the smell sometimes.
But you know what? I'm going to tell her what you're dealing with, Mr. G String, with the fringe.
Joy, get him.
I just want to know one thing.
Say what now?
I'm trying to figure out what that got to do with the subject of today.
We're talking about. Look, this is pretty funny. You got all glass about your G-string with the fringes and polka dots. Don't be having an attitude with the rest of us.
I ain't know what you're talking about. I ain't think you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question. Hey, Diddy, I'm going to answer your question because maybe, you know, I know you'd be drifting off, getting a little sleepy. So let me clarify what we're talking about has to do with the subject matter. Because I said it clearly before I went into that little monologue that everything is interrelated when it comes to sex, relationship, lust, and everything. You can't. The umbrella is so wide. So let me put it in today's context. If a pussy, which you don't respect, gets hold of you, your kindness will become weakness once she lays her claws into you and you giving out everything that you got and getting very little in return, because all of us have known brothers like this who are giving, paying rent, paying the car note, helping out on the credit cards, and he can only see her once a week on a certain day at a certain time. You understand what I'm saying?
You put yourself in that position, so be it.
Hey, Diddy, because you know, me and you are good friends, and I'm throwing this out there to you because you already know that me and you can identify with such a person that was paying rents in 3 different states, can't we? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now you see how it ties in, brother? Maybe I had to put it like that to you. 3 rents in 3 different states.
Wow. Well,
if you got it like that.
So that is how it ties into what we're talking about. We had kind of veered a little bit, but we're still on the same highway about kindness being taken for weakness. Gentlemen and ladies, but I'm a ride for the fellas, and then I'm going to let Joy ride for the ladies. gentlemen, if you are constantly giving and giving and giving and giving, be it finance, be it time, energy, effort, if she only calling you when she needs a favor, if she calling you at 2 in the morning to pick her up and you're like, where your man at? Oh, he doing something else. You are being played for a sucker. Please believe us. Now,
can I speak on it now?
Speak on it, little boy.
Oh, okay. First of all, if a guy let himself be taken like that, I myself personally, you know, I don't want somebody that's weak and going to let me take advantage of them like that. But
that.
There are men out there that like that. That's where the dominatrix come in. You know, they want to be dominated and stuff. But there's a lot of women out there that really don't respect a man that's going to let them get away with that stuff. You know, so, I mean, if you're putting yourself out there like that and you keep continuing and continuing and continuing, that's on you. You know, it's nothing that anybody else can tell you. You got to get sick of it yourself.
Let me ask you a question, Joy.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. What happens when there's these type of females out there? Because I got one. I got this other guy. He called in a few minutes ago, and he wanted me to pose this question. You know, because he got one of those kind of women that be loud and obnoxious and always want to get in his face and put his fang in his face. You know, and challenging him. And because he's a gentleman, he don't knock the shit out of him. So, so the question is, because he's a gentleman and he's a kind gentleman, he don't want to put himself in a position to do something that's going to negatively impact her and himself, because there's nothing but negativity going to come out of that situation.
But he needs to get out of the relationship.
Exactly. Why keep the, why be in a relationship that you got to keep dealing with something like that? You know, obviously he likes it. Otherwise, he'd have taken himself out of that relationship a long time ago.
Get back, dominatrix, dominatrix.
I don't think it's a question of he likes it, but sometimes it takes time to see that other side of a person. You know what I mean? Because they put up fronts. You know, people do put up fronts and they play
their
roles.
But after a while, you know, after a while, you should start knowing a person after, you know, spending some kind of time with them and seeing the type of person that they are. And if they're the type of person that treats you like that and you keep dealing with it, obviously that's what you like. You heard me?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell your friend he needs to listen to the call a little bit more.
But you know, just
so but tell him don't knock the shit out of her. Just bounce.
No, because just leave it alone. Keep it moving.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna play further devil's advocate. Yes,
hey, pretty Tony.
Yes.
This is passionate. Since you're playing the choir boy for the brothers today, and you seem to have conveniently slipped around that last comment that I asked you about when the tables are turned and the sisters are having to put up with these sorry gentlemen that think that it's okay to, you know, come and lay on their couch.
Okay, you know what? Hey, you know what, my sister? Your boy normally rides for y'all. See, since I have been cheerleading the fellas, but you know what? My loyalty always needs to neither side. I'm just a storyteller. So you're right. Brothers who want to lay up, I keep using the term June bug, and I had a June bug email me the other day, and he was mad that I always use his name.
How about Pookie and him?
Yeah, Pookie. So I'm going to go with Pookie this week. If you choose to let Pookie slide up in your house and do that to you, that's on you, mama, because even as a player, as myself, it is all about give and take. Nobody was put on God's earth for to constantly be taken from. You're making yourself into a fool. And if Pookie and them want to lay up on the couch and blunts and play video games or whatever it is, or Pookie might be a drinker, that's on you. Because you cannot the hustle. Sort of like, you know, Joy always so quick to say, the fellas let a woman do it. So the show is on the other foot. If you let a fella lay up on you and do that and play you like a motherfucking gamer, dominoes, that's on you.
That's all I wanted to hear, you even the playing field. Don't just write off all the women. Oh, they're just looking for some man to, you know, be generous and give them all their money and,
you know. Nah, it's a two-way. You know your boyfriend Tony don't get like that.
Just want to make sure for all the listeners that they hear both sides from you.
Oh, for sure. And I always tell women that. I always tell my sisters that as I sit down and talk to them and I get to explain in the knowledge and in the wealth of knowledge that I have to give, that if you're giving, I was on another radio show a couple of days ago and I was telling this young lady because she was like, I've given it my all and I'm getting nothing in return. And I'm like, sister girl, if you are giving and getting nothing in return, you're a fool. Find somebody who appreciates what you have to offer, sort of like my man Keith was saying earlier. He needs a woman who can embrace all the love that he has to give. There might be some women who might be overwhelmed by the amount of love Keith got to give, because it sounded like he got a whole lot.
Okay,
but
scary to me.
Yeah, me and Keith don't have to talk about that personally, because, you know, sometimes love can be overwhelming when you're trying to give too much.
Okay, well, let's break down the understanding and the definition of love. Okay? Here go the real spit.
Here go the real spit about love. And this is not the pretty version of it. This is not the fantasy version of it. And this is not the version that most of us have been taught. Love is an ongoing thing that constantly takes work. And you see, I'm about to reveal, you know, the philosophical side of me. It is sort of
let
like
me sit down.
Sit down, George. It's sort of like a plant that you plant the seeds, and you have to constantly nurture the seed in order for it to sprout into a flower and bloom over time. And time is the key word. And this is where a lot of us, the devil is in the details, and we get lost. Because you get caught up in lust. You get caught up in emotion, but you're never truly in love. Love is a responsibility. Love is an obligation that you have to somebody. Love will deter you from doing dumb shit. You understand what I'm saying? That you used to do because you love somebody.
Love is a house.
Well, yeah, that too. I like that song. You know what I mean? It is. And you got to give it. It's work. Love is work. Love is not fantasy. Love ain't in the back of no romance novel or no movie. Love is something that's constantly being worked on, because it is two people coming together with their own issues, their own problems, their own bullshit, and you have to find a way to merge, to build a bridge to happiness. Ooh-wee, I need to write that down. Hold on.
My hip boots. Oh, it's getting deep up in here. Deep up in her.
Okay, Joy. Okay. Do you disagree or agree with anything that I had to say?
I agree with what you said, but I just never heard this side of you before, Tony.
has to be somebody else on the line. This is not pretty Tony. This is not
okay.
Pretty
Tony. It's me.
Okay. Where's Tony and what you do with him?
I'd be on your knees, man.
I don't have him tied up in the basement, and he's not being held hostage. What you're hearing from a player's perspective?
Will the real Tony please step up? Because
he's up in here, trust me. But hold on. We got a whole lot of people. We've just been on here talking. Hold on. 713, you on. I didn't see your hand there. Go right ahead. Speak your piece.
Hey, now, this is Big Fred from Vegas, baby.
What's happening, Big Fred? What's cracking, fam?
What's going on? Hey, Joy LaShawn, you in the
Hey, Fred.
What's
How you doing?
On? I do, girl, I do. Hey, I'm listening to this topic, and boy, I tell you, women show enough like to take advantage, take that kindness for weakness, man.
Now, see, there you go.
Speak on it, brother. You got to put a couple
of examples as we speak, Joy. I know a girl right freaking now, she will... Well, if you want me to be on your arm, you got to get my hair did. You got to do this for me. Well, what the fuck you going to do for me? You know, it works both
She's
ways.
She's on your arm.
Eye candy. Okay, and if she came like that at you, you know, she must not have had it going on in the first place. Okay?
This is a friend, you know, this is, you know, me being around females, listening to their conversation back and forth,
you know, talking about men, talking about how they want this kind of man, certain kind of man to do this and do that. If a man can't do this for him and do that, but you alone with three fucking kids, girl, you need
okay,
to think
and I suppose,
the way you think about how you treat people. You
and I suppose men
with,
don't have the same conversation.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like we don't
it's
go
like,
out to initially, I don't go out to initially use a woman. You know, that's not my thing. And for a woman to come at me like that, to just say, well, you know, if you want me to be on your arm, you know, you're going to have to get my hair did or get this, get my nails done or get this or that. Well, you get your own nails done, you get your own hair done, what are you going to bring to the table? That's
well, baby, if she's coming at you, if she's coming at you like that, why even bother? Just move on to the next one. Because if she's like, well, you got to get my hair did, you got to get my nails did and all of that, uh-uh. If she
now,
don't have it like that when she came to you, why even bother? Just move on, and you won't have nothing to complain about. Nah.
But you know, there's a lot of mamas out there to be raising their kids like that. There's a lot of mamas out there to be telling them, when they grow up, girl, you get a husband with a good job. You get a man got a good job, can buy you this, can do that for you.
No.
It ain't about me. It ain't about it's just the way it is. And if you think about it, you got a whole generation of females out there that was taught all they gotta do is look glamorous. They didn't have to get an education, they don't have to have
that's
a career, they don't have to do nothing. All they gotta do is go get them a pro baller, go get them an entertainer, do something like that and look good and he gonna buy you this and do that. But they don't know how to do nothing.
It's more prevalent today than it used to be back in the day when your mama told you you work and you do what you're supposed to do and everything will be fine. Nowadays, you got all these video hoes, you got all these women that it's all about the look. If I look good, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And then you got them. If the man ain't going to do for them, they turning straight to the women now. I see more women turning toward each other than turning toward a black man or turning toward any kind of man. And it's so fucking sad nowadays, the way this world is going to. Relationships are not so much a thing of the past, but it's to the point now, you got to bring this to the table. You got to bring that to the table.
Yeah, because don't nobody want no broke-ass nigga. You can be broke by your damn self. You don't need no help with that.
That's right. Hold on.
The truth. Joy has finally shown her true colors because I've been waiting for somebody to push one of these women button for it to come flying out just the way we knew it was there. You hear what she said? Broke-ass nigga. It comes back to the generosity again.
There you go.
It comes back to the generosity again.
What?
It comes back to the standard that we're supposed to be living up under. What standard are we living up under? Anything goes? Like
pretty
I said,
much, we don't have
tradition came down that
then no
we're supposed to be the lead.
Rat.
How are you going to be a lead if you can't represent?
Thank you.
I wouldn't want no blind person taking me to the end of the earth and just telling me, follow me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want a blind person just to take me to the corner and walk me across the street.
I wouldn't want a broke person taking me to the bank.
Yeah, everybody's looking for somebody else to take the lead. The men looking for the women to take the lead. The women looking for the men. And nobody wants to step up. They don't want to shed all this tradition and all this other stuff and make a new, bring a new point to the table. You know, you were talking about bringing things to the table. If you're bringing something to the table, let it be what it is. And not what you want it to be.
There you go.
Exactly.
But it should always, ladies and gentlemen, be a mutual giving. I give, you give. But somehow the game has gotten tilted, and this is the truth, because there are brothers out there who, if you ain't giving them nothing, they ain't talking to you. And, you know, they too exist, because I'm one of those brothers who, if you broke, you can't talk shit to me.
Thank you.
That's right.
Straight up. You know, I don't have time nor the patience to be dealing with you and your bullshit if you have nothing to offer me because I consider myself a generous soul. I'm the type of brother, if you broke down at 2 in the morning and you call Tone, I'm coming. if you're
that's
my family,
right.
you're my
that's
people.
Right.
Okay.
But just
I
understand
expect,
what you just
I
said.
I expect the same
in
return. Now, if you are constantly, every phone conversation, every time I see you, it is a constant gimme, that God, man. You understand what I'm saying? You're not going to constantly be trying to take from a brother. Just the way I tell my sisters, if every time you holler at a dude, all he's doing is gimme, cut that. It is about a mutual giving. It is about, now, in certain circumstances, somebody that you're dealing with might hit a rough patch, be it male, be it female, and they need your assistance a little bit more so than before. But y'all got to have that history to know that. But if I met you Monday and by Friday it's just this constant pattern of taking all the way through for all the time, that shows me you do not have my, what is the word I'm saying? You don't
that's
have things to benefit me
heart.
At heart.
That's right.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, like
I
said, sometimes your folks hit a rough patch. Something happens. And you be like, okay, I'm going to come through for you because I got it, boo. And you come through and you come through and you come through. But at some point, you're expecting some kind of reciprocation. That is what life is about. That is the key element that a lot of us, including myself, has missed over the that is the key word that nobody's teaching us.
Well, I think the key word that you're trying to come up with, Tony, is don't nobody want to take care of another grown person.
Exactly.
Males or females. And if that's what these relationships are, you know, coming down to, that's why we're all single out here. I mean, all of us that are. It's because we don't need to take care of grown folks. If your mama didn't take care of you, that's and didn't teach you how to take care of yourself, nobody wants
then
to raise
a problem.
Another woman's child.
And you have to evaluate. As
exactly.
I said before, and I keep stressing this, sometimes a person needs that helping hand because they've hit a rough patch.
Right,
and I
as long as they start, it appear to be trying to look like they're trying to get somewhere, you can see them out looking for a job or trying to do whatever that's going to help them to step their game up. But just to, like you say, just to lay down on somebody, no, nobody's trying to do that. And that's what the conversation boils down to.
And it is okay to give a hand up instead of a hand out.
Exactly.
Straight
exactly.
up.
Hey, listen,
no.
my mother told me an old saying, man, that it sticks with me to this day. She said, you can always give without loving, but you can't love without giving. See what I'm saying?
You can
always give.
I like that.
But you can't love somebody without doing something for them. You know what I'm saying? So these women, where's the love at? You have no love. I hear nobody talking about love anymore. It's all about what you got, what we going to do. Well, you know, it's no love. It's hitting it and quitting it and, you know, the bling and the this and the that. Where's the love?
Because people
people
are scared of the whole idea of being in love. They're scared because of all the attachment to that word love has left so many people dormant in their feelings that it's just, I'm out to get whatever I can get because if I say I love a person, that makes me vulnerable.
And do you know where that came from? Do you know why we have this attitude now about love, about why it's so hard and why we can't get together, why... Do you know why my reason and my thinking of the reason why we are in the state that we are in is because simply the dope, okay, when the rock cocaine, I will take this to my grave, you guys, when the rock came out in the 80s, before the rock, everybody, it was love songs, it was love, everybody was loving each other, you could leave your door open, your neighbor watched your kids down the street, if your kids
but it didn't all happen, it wasn't all just the dope, it
well,
was alcohol, lots of God, you know, it was all that.
Yeah, it
crack
was
did
dope. You know why? Because soon as the rock became prevalent in the ghetto, not in the white suburban, but in our community, what happened? Tell me what happened. It destroyed everything. All our morals, all our love,
Everything went out the door. You know why? Because it took out the best of us. It took out lawyers. It took out teachers. It took out people that we all looked up to back in the day.
Parents.
All right. Parents. Everything. It went out the door. And then they started having kids. The dope kids started coming up. Then the mamas is gone. The grandparents is raising the babies. And the babies is growing up to, where's my parents at? They didn't love me. And there it went. No, I was watching BET one day. They asked him, how come the youngster, 16 years old, said, we don't care.
Oh, wow. Hold on. You know what? Wow. The show got so good. I lost track of the time. We're down to like the last 3 minutes of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, every Sunday we're here at 2:30, 646-929-2870. Join us. Tell a friend. We can all sit here, and we're going to do what we do best. Lady Joy, I want to thank everybody for calling in. My man Fred, I hope you call back. We respect you, Keith Davis. Y'all call back. Y'all can talk. This is where we have an open forum and we can talk. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can holler at you.
Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS at AOL.com. And I know Kate Diddy wanted to tell him about my other one, the Dominatrix one.
See, I wasn't even doing that today.
That's because we talked about your G-string and stuff, but that's cool.
That's in your mind, boo, but it's all good. But anyway, I'm going to be the first to put it out there, the bottom line, all the things about truth and awareness and respect. But y'all go check out, get your copy, Play a Step Your Game Up, or Playology. If you don't got it, go to worldmovement.com so you can get your personalized copy. And I know everybody is on the line with us today. Everybody called in. I know everybody. Oh, y'all have to have it. I know you got it because it's required reading. So, but if you don't got it, go get it because I will be checking. Hit me up, Lamont at worldmovement.com. Office number 323-957-7322.
All right. Most Cool, where you at, baby? Okay, I guess Most Cool is kind of checked out. Lady Passion, I think, or is that Loyalty? Who was on the line just now?
This is Loyalty.
Loyalty, tell the good folks where they can get at you at.
We have a nonprofit organization by the name of Teen Life Unlimited. You can reach us at teen, and that's TeenLifeUnlimited at yahoo.com.
All right. And as usual, your boy, Pretty Tony, I'm here doing what I do. We want to thank you so much for coming through the show, showing us love. Come spend your next Sunday with us. Like my man Kate Diddy just said, grab a copy of the book, get to know me, holler at your boy. You can Twitter with me. Go to Twitter. It's Selassie Son, SELASSIESON. You can holler at me at www.worldmovement.com. Grab a copy of the book. I autograph every book that comes off the site. Join us every Sunday, 2:30, right here on this here show, same bat channel, same bat place. It's Lady Joy, K Diddy, Most Cool, and of course, yours truly, Pretty Tony. One, we love y'all. Get back with us next week.
Move if you want it, if you want it, if you want to move. Move if you want it, if you want it, if you want to move. Move if you want it, if you want it, if you want to move. Move if you want it, move, move. Knowing I'm their father like my name is Darth Vader. I can get you hemmed up while I'm being tailored. Then I slide off to the side like a fader. Homie, I'm the president, governor, and major. I control everything like a dictator. Get you biz marked up, turn you into vapors. If you got a problem, get you swallowed like a chaser. Model on my arm, no homie, I don't have to pay. All I have to do is tell her where I want to take her. Catch us out in Italy, then we in Jamaica. Caught up in the rapture, like Anita Baker. When I roll up on you niggas like a skater. Move if you wanna when you see that red laser. No matter how you move, bet that infrared'll chase ya. Then I keep it moving, homie, see you later. Move
if you wanna.
you can move if you wanna. Trying to have a little fun, maybe move a couple numbers. But when you move in numbers, all the haters start to wonder. Then they talk behind your back and they breath they speaking under. Man, I'm hot like the sun, like the middle of the summer. Strike down in a flash, nigga, you can call me Thunder. Chicks call me Phil Drummond, cause I give them different strokes. Beat it up like a drummer. They can call it one hit wonder, but I guess that means I'm one up. Light a match, play with fire, that just means you gon' get burned up in the river where you turn up. Cause they see I'm on the come up, but it's our turn now. If you want it, take it from us. I don't need no goons by me if you want it.
Yeah. See, ladies, we're about to try something new tonight. We're gonna leave a C-class park in the garage, and we're about to jump on this horse. So I need all my ladies to saddle up. Let's go.
You will ride, girl, so settle up. I'll be your horse, girl, so be up. You won't ride, I'll be your ride. Jump on a horse, take off tonight.
I can go fast, I can go slow. I can make it hot, I can make it snow. I can get you out of your clothes. If you wanna roll, we can roll. I can give you jewelry and gold. Get you all the product in Louis Vuitton clothes. Charm on your neck, looking like it really glows. Haters on the sideline, but they silly hoes. Ignore the negativity, cause you already know. I don't make it rain in the club, I'll make it snow. 100, 200, 300, 4. What I gotta do to get you off that pole? Bring it up fast, now drop it down low. I know you like to whistle, baby, go ahead and blow. Once I have you coming, it's a never ending flow. Don't be surprised if you come back from home. Baby, go ahead and leave your number at the door. Oh.
You will ride, girl, so settle up. I'll be your horse, girl, so be up. You won't ride, I'll be your ride. Jump on a horse, take off tonight.
When the kitty purr, pretty when the mood purr. You don't ever have to work, you could just go berserk. You could put the office work, you don't have to be a clerk. You don't know what you were, baby, here's a Louis purr. I will always put you first, I don't have to rehearse. Throw me in the second verse, baby, you're my main thirst. Feeling like I'm gonna burst, cause you're playing me like Monopoly. Baby, quit it, get on top of me. Take you on a ride of your life. You don't have to lie, I can see it in your eye. You're like it on top, with your head to the sky. Put you on your back, now rubbing in thighs. Put your ass over, now I see the sunrise. My tongue might touch you, baby, that's a surprise. That's how the boys play on the countryside. Me and you together, we can do this all night.
You will ride, girl,